A reading from the second book of Samuel. At the turn of the year, when kings go out on campaign, David sent out Joab along with his officers and the army of Israel, and they ravaged the Ammonites and besieged Raba. David, however, remained in Jerusalem. One evening, David rose from his siesta and strolled about on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing who was very beautiful. David had inquiries made about the woman and was told she is Bathsheba, daughter of Eliam, the wife of Joab's armor-bearer Uriah the Hittite. Then David sent the messengers and took her. When she came to him, she had relations with her. Then she returned to her house, but the woman had conceived and sent the information to David, "I am with child." David therefore sent a message to Joab, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." So Joab sent Uriah to David. When he came, David questioned him about Joab, the soldiers, and how the war was doing. And Uriah answered that all was well. David then said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and bathe your feet." Uriah left the palace, and a portion was sent out after him from the king's table. But Uriah slept at the entrance of the royal palace with the other officers of his lord, and did not go down to his own house. David was told that Uriah had not gone home. On the day following, David summoned him, and he ate and drank with David, who made him drunk. But in the evening, Uriah went out to sleep on his own bed among his lord's servants and did not go down to his home. The next morning, David wrote a letter to Joab, which he sent by Uriah. In it, it was directed, "Place Uriah up front where the fighting is fierce, then pull back and leave him to be struck down dead." So while Joab was besieging the city, he assigned Uriah to a place where he knew the defenders were strong. When the men of the city made a sortie against Joab, some officers of David's army fell, and among them Uriah the Hittite died. The word of the Lord. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Have mercy on me, O God, in your kindness, in your greatness of your compassion. Wipe out my offense, thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. For I acknowledge my offense, and my sin is before me always. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. I have done such evil in your sight that you are just in your sentence, blameless when you condemn. True, I was born guilty, a sinner, even as my mother conceived me. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Let me hear the sounds of joy and gladness, that the bones you have crushed shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins and blot out all my guilt. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day. The seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. When the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when sown in the ground, is the smallest of all seeds of the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With such many parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. And so we see in the first reading, David, Saint David, who was a murderer, a rapist, a man filled with lust, and it all started with one look. You know, he was lazy, everybody else fighting, he's sitting at home having siesta, and he looks out and he sees a beautiful woman. That little seed planted in his heart bear fruit in lust, in rape, and in murder. one little seed, and what he looked at and how he looked at her determined his whole future. And then we see in the gospel, one little seed can produce the fruit of the kingdom of heaven, and many people can come to it. It's so how we begin, what we look at, and how we look at things. If we look at things for ourselves, that lust can be many things, but whenever it's about me, it can produce the fruit of sin and can kill us or kill others. But when we look at things for the kingdom of God, to build up God's kingdom, for God's glory, it can bring many people into a relationship with Almighty God. So it begins with the smallest of things, how we see things, for ourselves or for others. Let's ask God this morning that we will see things the way He sees things and bear the fruit of eternal life. May you know His love today and forever. Amen.